back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources. David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, also a part of the MHA Nation, the three affiliated tribes. Interesting fact about that, was it 25% of the Bakken oils under your guys' land?
About 20,
25%. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Weather's nice. Summertime's always great in North Dakota.
So for people out there who might not know maybe the difference between a Native American oil versus American oil, what's the difference?
Well, right off the top of the head, the greatest thing is tax exemptness.
Sovereign nation.
It's not intended to rub that in. It just, you know, that's a huge factor when we talk to investors and stuff, because we do try to help our tribe out and our people, and using that advantage, you know, and to create higher royalties and you know, bigger bonuses for the allottees. You know, that's where we can use that leverage as we move towards the future production.
David Williams, CEO of Missouri River Resources, longtime friend of the program. He is doing something very interesting out in the Bakken. They are a Native American-owned company, and they're trying to become a Native American employee company, from the cafeteria worker to the engineer to the CEO. Is that still the plan? Is that still how's it going? Update us.
It's doing great. We've got a workforce development initiative that we've been working on for the last 3 years to help of a woman named Rosalind St. Clair, Rosalind Baker. She's from the reservation. She no longer works for us, but she started it for us, and we have a great relationship with San Juan School of Energy, and we've sent kids down there. We currently had our first annual, which is our fourth annual golf tournament, where we now are fundraising for scholarships.
Okay.
So we raised this last golf tournament, it's the last weekend in June, we raised over almost $4,000 for scholarships for our students.
In San Juan, is that New Mexico?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so sent them down to New Mexico as a partnership for education and training and that sort of thing?
Well, it's the finishing touch.
Okay.
We've created a relationship with our local community college, mm-hmm. The Nueta Sanish College, Hidatsa, and we kind of get them to get their generals in. We have an online class that we work with San Juan in, and then when they're finally ready to take that, you know, go down and do the hands-on, work around the pumping units and all the valves and everything, then San Juan takes them for that last year and gets them that two-year degree.
Okay.
And then they can become an operator anywhere in the United States. Hopefully where we're at. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're not concerned about where they want to go. I think it's just a value that they have that degree. And, you know, I mean, come 40 below, some guys don't want to stay around here, and I understand that. But I tell you what, we've got guys out there that are working in 40 below, and we respect those guys too. So I'm glad to have them on board. And, you know, doing a lot of research in the last 8 years because of the Bakken, and because I used to work, you know, in the 80s during the second boom, I guess you want to call it. There's a crew change here that we need to understand that's going to happen. All of us guys that are like, I'm almost 60 years old, and you know, my guys, we've been in the business for 20, we got guys 40 years plus, that there's an exit strategy here, but who's going to pick that up?
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's most important. You just can't hand off a company, or just can't hand off production to people that maybe are inexperienced or just on the rookie side. So we want to make sure that our guys are trained, and we've been training probably for the last 3 years.
We're talking about that on this program quite a bit. In fact, one of the reasons why we're on Facebook Live is specifically for that reason, is to reach a younger audience, because we're on radio, we're on print, we're on these things, and I call that the over the 45 generation, and then Facebook is like under 45 generation. So we're trying to take the top level information down to the bottom level and everything in between and mix it together, so we can get the guys from the rigs matched up with the CEOs, but also the guys that are going to be retiring with the guys that are entering into the workforce. That's the important part, because something like 40 to 60% of your industry is going to retire in the next 10 years.
Amen.
And so who's going to pick up that?
Who's
going to pick it up?
And that's what we need. We need the younger generation to understand that obviously what happened in the last couple of years with the downturn and the price of oil, you know, we're sometimes things are beyond our control. But I think if we create optimism, create a development of a workforce that understands those types of ups and downs, and then that our industry, the petroleum industry, can actually pay better. I think that's maybe the lure, and I don't want to mean it as a, you know, come here and, you know, we'll do this. It's just that if you're 22, 23 years old, you know, between that and 29, and you want to make $100,000 a year, this is the industry. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to put pressure on other CEOs, but I think that's what we need to do. We need to show these young people that if you want a great job to make a great living, get a good retirement, this is the work. It's hard, but
housing costs have gone up.
Oh.
The price of a Snickers has gone up. I mean, you want to go buy a car? That's $70,000.
Oh, yeah.
So what you're talking about is just start paying what the marketplace is demanding now, because inflation happened fast. Oh, I mean, this is a 10-year hike here. Oh,
and I think, you know, I've been married for almost 20 years. And you know, the husband and the wife, we've got the wife working, we've got the husband working, daycare, you know. Example, Kathy Nesset has a daycare mm-hmm. up in Tioga right by her office. So we want to accommodate, you know, the people that are out there working hard, and so that they have enough money to, you know, put away for college, enough money away to handle daycare and their bills. And the oil field is, to me, the perfect place.
Could you imagine the shift in the workplace culture if instead of, say, a car allowance or some of these things, they said, you know, we're going to have an inner daycare in our office, like Kathy Nesset.
Yeah.
Okay, where... Yeah. Employees would want to go there, and then think of the sense of loyalty they would feel to that organization.
Oh.
Like, that organization actually helped raise my child instead of having to go drop it off down at, you know, Nana's down the street who's got 18 kids and she's trying to juggle all that. You know what I'm talking about, because that's the daycare. But what we're seeing in some of these places out in the Bakken, for example, is the daycare is right in the work. When the people take a break from their work, they can go spend 15 minutes and play with their kids. I mean, imagine that, you know. I mean, and Google does that, right. And, you know, some. But it's kind of neat when you're starting to see oil and gas do that. And that's what you're calling for, is more of that.
Yes. You know, as I visit people here, you know, and over the last 9-10 years that I've been involved here in the business, North Dakota's always been this close-knit family in oil. You know, when I worked here in 79 through 85, then I moved to the Permian Basin in West Texas, knowing all the people that worked in the past, and now that I see them now, you know, that whether, you know, they're CEOs or they're, you know, higher up in the ladder, but with the 40 years experience, you know, it's still kind of a family in North Dakota. We mm-hmm. kind of stick together, you know. The Bakken has created that, you know, you got the Eagle Ford, you got the Permian, you know, you got Delaware. So everybody in mm-hmm. San Juan, you got everybody in those areas, but when you say the Bakken, we know the Bakken, you know.
Well, I was looking at it like all those other plays are cousins.
Yeah.
You know, they're
yeah.
cousins. Because you got something in common with
them.
Right. And you got a relation to them, but they're just not at your dinner table every night.
Nope.
You only come to the conferences to break bread with them. And you know
right.
what I mean? And
yep.
so they're like cousins. And so yep. I understand what you mean.
Yep.
David Williams, CEO of Missouri River Resources, also MHA Nation. Just kind of wrapping up the interview here at the 3rd Annual Bakken Conference and Expo happening in Bismarck. You guys sponsored the breakfast this morning. Are you drilling? How's your outlook?
Well,
let's get an update from the field.
Well, the outlook obviously is optimistic. You know, I think the current administration, you know, is really helping industry, you know, become, I guess the word is dominant. You know, I don't know if we're there yet, but I think the fact that you see what the Permian Basin is doing.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Be sure to sign up for our social media as well, facebook.com/thecrudelife, facebook.com/thecrudelife. All those links are available at our website, thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.